Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got the Rogers family up, and once again, we're featuring off of their brand new Christmas album. And boy, I tell you, I've enjoyed this this Christmas album that they've produced, and I tell you, it's got God all over it. Amen. This song here is Christ is Born. And I tell you, we appreciate this good number. If you'd like to enjoy some of this Christmas music, you can go to their website, www.rogersfamilymusic.com, and download and purchase it there and download it. And I know that, boy, you're going to enjoy this. Amen. It's the Rogers family at this time.
Sin had separated man's communion with God, longing for Messiah to come. But in just one evening, things would change forevermore with the announcement from angels above. Christ is Christ born. Is born, let all the world proclaim. Christ is Christ born. Is born, things will never.
Preaching this week on Ephesians chapter number 4, and we've been looking at putting off the old man, and the text that we're using is speaking about the sin of stealing. And so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. This is going to be part number 3 of the message, and we're going to be speaking about, once again, the sin of lying. We've already dealt with that I'm not the man that I used to be. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The Bible said right there, let him that steal no more. The verse seems to have a transition from past tense, old nature, to present tense, new nature. Notice this, stealing is sin. Let him that stole steal no more. In other words, that old man that stole should be dead. That old man that stole should no longer exist. But there's a new man in Christ Jesus. And that new man in Christ Jesus should be stealing no more. Stealing is not something that Christians, people should do. Let him steal no more. The book of Malachi spoke of robbing God. Look over in Malachi chapter number three. Chapter number 3, the book of Malachi, verse number 8, y'all there? Let him that stole steal no more, right? Him that stole is referring to the old man, the past, the old nature, right? Let him steal no more, new nature, present tense. Now the word of God speaks about, look at verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Would you rob God this morning? Can I ask you a question?
Is God real? Is he really over everything you have? Are you only letting him in certain rooms and certain areas of your life? But because if he don't have full control, then you probably are living in the old nature, right? And you're not a new creature. Because when I became a new creature in Christ, he became my Lord. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about, is he Lord of your life? Or are you running your life? Maybe the reason why that your Christian life never grows, maybe the Christian life for you don't ever have no fire about it, because you're living your life your way and not God's way. Listen, there's only can be one Lord. It's either going to be you or him, amen. Who's sitting on the throne of your heart? Can I ask you a question? Would you trust God with your finances? Would you trust God with your house? Would you trust God with your kids even when they're not sick? Would you trust God? Are y'all listening to what I'm saying this morning? Is everything that you have, is it God's or is it yours? Now, I want you to say something. Let me ask you a question. Would you rob God? Look at what this word of God says, verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye saith, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bringing all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and will pour out a blessing, that there shall not be what? Room enough to receive it. What? So you're telling me, preacher, that if I give God tithe, 10% of what you make, amen, right, and offerings, you're telling me, preacher, that if I do that, that God's going to open the balconies of heaven and I'm about to receive a blessing. No, I'm not about to tell you that. God told you that. Right. Amen. Amen. And listen, people who don't do this principle never know what it's like to receive this type of blessing. You know why? Because they don't believe the word of God. I'm going to tell you something. I told the men downstairs, if you can't put the budget, if you can't put the tithe and offering at the top of your budget, you'll never trust God for the rest of it. I don't think it's right, preacher. I've read blog after blog after blog. This is a Baptist doctrine and blah, 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 blah. It's a Bible doctrine, friend. It's a Bible truth. The Word of God said it, amen. I didn't say it. I read it to you right from the Word of God, amen. I'm trying to tell you this morning this. You say, preacher, I can't afford it. You can't afford not to. Well, I don't know how many times my wife's let me out in charge of the budget. And I didn't want her to deal with it because I'm depressed, and I didn't want two of us to be depressed at the same time, amen. You say, preacher, are you saying that your bank account is running over? No. That's not what I'm saying. I don't even know what the Bible said. But I'm trusting God for what I do not have. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm trying to say when I need it, it's there. You'll never understand this principle if you don't give God your budget. Let him that stole steal no more. I don't like that, preacher. I'm just going to go to another church. That's the easy way to out. But I'm going to tell you something. This principle is going to follow you wherever you go. You're going to be hurt by it because you won't follow what God's word has said, friend. I want you to be helped, amen. I want God to help you. Let me give you this John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to and to kill and to destroy, right? To steal and to kill and to destroy. So if it's in the nature of Satan to steal from you, guess what he's trying to do? He is trying to implant that idea, that ideology in your life to ruin your life because he's a thief. You say, preacher, how much is he a thief? Well, Satan turned Judas into a thief, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter number 12, verse number 4, Mary comes with a pound of ointment. I mean, the greatest worship service, amen, this on I mean, on that side of the cross, here comes Mary with this pound of ointment. She's down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's down there wiping his feet with her hair. I mean, what a worship service. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Why did Judas not fall down and wipe the Lord's feet with his hair? Why didn't he use his ointment on it? Hello? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag that bare what was therein. You say, what did he have? He had them 30 pieces of silver. Amen. He negotiated for the price of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'd already, man, had that dirty money. He was standing there with it, and Satan turned him into a thief, friend. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 2. I want you to look down there in verse number 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. God give man a task. He's taking care. Ownership. Watch this. Ownership. Y'all with me? He's tasked man with ownership, and he said, okay, Adam, I want you to take care of this garden for me. I want you to dress it, and I want you to what? Keep it. Now, we got to be real careful, don't we? Because the things that God has blessed us with, we can be good stewards or we can be bad stewards. Now, watch what God says in verse number 16. Are you there? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So everything in this garden is Adam's, right? He is to dress it, he's to keep it, he's to take care of it. He has ownership. I mean, he goes up to the apple tree. Amen, praise God. That's, look, God, thank you, amen. Look at what, I've been taking care of this thing. I've been working on it. The peach tree, I mean, all of it was all Adam's except for one tree. All of it was Adam's. Now listen, we understand it was under, number one, it was under the authorship of God, right? But God give Adam responsibility to dress and to keep this garden. Now watch this, except for one tree. This tree of knowledge of good and evil. We call it the for what? The forbidden fruit. So in order to take of the forbidden fruit, there will be something that Adam had to do. Now I want you to go to chapter number 3, Genesis chapter 3, and I want to read to you what happened in the garden. Genesis chapter number 3. So God's given man rights to the property. He's saying, Adam, it's yours. Take it. Take care of it. Love it. Work it. Amen. But then God says, there is one tree that you cannot eat. It's a tree that's forbidden. To chapter 3, verse number 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, now I don't find anywhere where God spoke directly to the woman before the sin. We find it afterwards, right? He told Adam. Adam's the head of the house. Adam's responsible for his home. Y'all with me this morning? Look at our world. We ain't got no foundations. We just, whatever, you know. I mean, anything and everything. There's no standards anymore. Amen. So Adam being the head of the house, he is to tell his wife, he is to teach his wife, he's to be the leader of the home. Amen. He's to tell her, this is what God said. We better not do this because God said, we don't own that tree. Notice what she says to the serpent. Look at chapter number 3, verse number 2. Y'all there? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
I hate to break in right there, but that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow for the remainder of the message. We appreciate you tuning in today. Hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.